In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, this is letter number 6378, and Baruch Hashem, and 8th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Techez, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, he had a financial question, and the Rebbe has, and he was in, as we see later on, he was involved in Sira Agudas Chabad, in the youth Chabad youth organizations, but this was a personal question. He says that the Rebbe said, "I'm Shalom Uvracha. I'm responding to your letter from Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh from Saturday night, and he has a question to the Rebbe. He says they're laying off the place that he's working now." They're laying off people. People are getting laid off. So, what's his question? His turn has not yet come. He means he's expecting to be laid off soon. So, what's his question to the Rebbe? Should he quit on his own? And that way, he would be able to receive compensation and to sort of pay off his debt. So he's asking the Rebbe financial advice in this case. Now, it seems from the Rebbe's answer, he wasn't going to lose that compensation, you know. I would think today, the way it works over here, it's just the opposite, that right. If you quit, you can't get severance pay or compensation, I don't know. But over there, it seems like he thought that he can get compensation. I guess, you know, maybe sometimes they offer you a package, different place. I don't know what it was in those days in 1958, whether they would offer you, you know, if you quit before, they will give you compensation. But whatever the case is, he asked the Rebbe, should he leave the job and get the compensation to pay up his debt? So the Rebbe says, I'm a little bit surprised this matter. So, because the way I hear it, and the Rebbe listened and heard and got information. People were always astounded how the Rebbe knows everything. And the Rebbe didn't just know because the Rebbe had some Ruach HaKodesh. He had a revelation of godliness. The Rebbe knew things because the Rebbe would inquire, the Rebbe would listen, the Rebbe would remember, and people would share with the Rebbe. So the Rebbe knows. The Rebbe writes, the way, from what I hear, in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael, anybody who has a position there for some years puts an effort to hold on to the position. You don't run to get the compensation, the Rebbe says. That's not the usual way. So the Rebbe says, you're not going to lose the severance pay or the compensation that they give you even after a while. So don't give up the job yet. The Rebbe doesn't think that he should do that. The Rebbe is surprised why he's asking that, but the Rebbe, from the Rebbe's answer, you see that the Rebbe doesn't think that's a good idea. Then, by the way, he mentions that his wife, may she live, was not happy that he should be involved, that he occupy himself in the area of education, Altaras HaKodesh, in this pure holy, in a yeshiva-like atmosphere. Now, he says, he mentions that, by the way. Now, I'm thinking, maybe he was using that, he doesn't say that at all, to say, now I have to give up my job, I'm losing it, they're firing me, maybe she didn't want the job, but whatever the case, it doesn't say here. But the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, why didn't she want you to occupy yourself in this area? And the Rebbe says, for sure, you'll explain the reasoning in the next letter that you write. But the Rebbe doesn't really, says he doesn't understand why she didn't want him to do it. In any event. Now, he asked the Rebbe also to participate in a third of the travel expenses. Now, I'm not sure what he means. Was he traveling to raise money for the institution? Was he? And here it is like a very candid and very open, direct, the Rebbe is responding to him. You know, people rely on the Rebbe to sort of subsidize their expenses. But the Rebbe really wants people to figure out and to work hard and to create their own funding, not to sort of rely. Let's see what the Rebbe writes. So he asked the Rebbe to participate for a third of the expenses. So the Rebbe says, Bli neder, we will participate. But the Rebbe says, although the surprise is evident, it's understood, it appears that the situation in Sidra Agudas Chabad, in the Agudas Chabad, the young Agudas Chabad, as it relates to monetary, is on the same position that it was for many years. In other words, you've been in operation for so many years, and yet your financial situation has not improved. And there is no movement to improve, to make sure that you're in a better financial position. And perhaps the Rebbe says the parenthesis, maybe on the contrary, that it's gotten, your financial situation has gotten worse. And Rebbe says, you know, Rebbe has an expectation. He should be able to figure out how to raise and bring in the money. And the Rebbe says the surprise is even greater. Because when you reflect that there are many organizations in the Holy Land, Tibbonim V'Sikonim, they never received initial seed money when they were established. And yet, they have become, as Rebbe uses the terminology, of Chai Noises Atzmei. There's a terminology in the Talmud that a living thing carries itself. While one is not permitted to carry something, let's say on Shabbat, but there is a difference. Carrying a living item, say, it doesn't really lean on you. He carries himself because he has life. So the Rebbe basically is saying, if you're a living thing, then you carry yourself. And that would apply also in monetary matters. But the Rebbe says, but to my great pain, to my dismay, the Rebbe says, not great, he said, my dismay, Tzira Agudas Chabad, this Chabad youth organization, it's already been many years that we participate in their expenses. But there is no movement. In other words, these other organizations who didn't get help and support, they figured it out and they're doing well. But here, Tzira Agudas Chabad, there's no movement. They constantly need to be supported from the outside. And the Rebbe says, perhaps there is a little explanation for that. That on the contrary, because you guys know that there is a source for money, a little bit, without troubling yourself, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to work for that money. So, why should you put in an effort to get it elsewhere? You know, you just get it from what's the convenient place. But the Rebbe says, so what's wrong with that, cheshbon? What's wrong with that idea? But the Rebbe says, this is really no justification for that, for two reasons. Because first of all, the Rebbe says, if you would put an effort to get the means, you would be able to increase the activities, how much more so? But mainly, and that's the main thing the Rebbe says, now, the Rebbe is not saying that he doesn't want to support them, but the Rebbe was supporting a million different things. The Rebbe says money that is utilized to support your organization inevitably takes away from other organizations. Other things need to be done. The main thing the Rebbe says, for sure you can imagine that those means that are being taken through Tzira Agudas Chabad, which you could have get otherwise, the Rebbe is not begrudging them, but he's just saying, if you would work hard, you would get it on your own, and you would not have to take it. So then, those funds are missing in other essential matters. So the Rebbe is basically encouraging them to go out and raise and do the funding, and to be able to support themselves. And the Rebbe says it's understood that the above section paragraph is connected to each of the members of Tzira Agudas Chabad, not only in Tel Aviv, this was in Tel Aviv apparently, but also in the other branches, and also as far as the organization of Shei Ubnos Chabad, the women's organization, although that on this women's organization there is a justification based on the sages. I don't know, you can't say the Rebbe is saying it in a way, but he said the justification is that our sages tell us that a kosher woman does and conducts herself as her husband wants. So I guess the Rebbe is saying, if the husband doesn't want to collect money, so why should she want to go raise the money? They're just following the example of the husband. And basically you can see this was the Rebbe's line, that everybody should try to get their own funding. This was actually Chabad. People think, oh, 770 has a pipeline and whatever you need, you get there. No, the Rebbe wants everybody to find their own funding and do their own fundraising and support themselves. So the Rebbe blessed them for good news in the name of the Rebbe by Kvint, the Aleph Kvint, the Maskir secretary. So the Rebbe, while the Rebbe agrees that, first the Rebbe says, don't quit your job. If they fire you, they fire you, but don't quit it to get the pitzuyim. The Rebbe says, people don't, it's not going to run away, you'll get it later, keep your job for the meantime. But, and why does your wife not want you to work in the, in education? But that's what he said to explain to me. But the Rebbe, while the Rebbe agrees Blineda to participate with a third of the expenses of the travel, not sure what they're traveling, but in any event, the Rebbe tells them that it's about time they should start supporting themselves. And the Rebbe says maybe the reason why they're not working hard enough to raise the money because they got easy money, so they don't want to work hard. And maybe that's the reason why. But the Rebbe says, first of all, if you raise your own money, you can do a lot more. And number two, the Rebbe says, the money that is being used up for that could perhaps be used for more essential things. So get to work and raise the money and you can do it. The Rebbe is still going to pay a third of their expenses.